This is Dirt and Sprague.
Dirt got fired. He's looking for a job. Don't hire him. He's just stay away from the guy. It's sports radio, 1080 The Fan, not with Dirt. Sorry, dude.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What is a Sprague? We can just call him Craig. Yeah, that's your new name, Craig.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I'm here to support a friend and a work colleague.
You don't know what love is.
Love you very much, Francie.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, as we are every day.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun. Sprague line coming up bottom of the hour.
By the way, I want to revisit a question.
Yeah, what do you got?
Because I'm going to give you the answer in this segment.
Oh.
We showed our incredible in-depth NCAA tournament knowledge.
This is why you come to us. If you're looking for the insiders on college hoops who know the ins and the outs, this is the show for you.
And I asked the question to the Oracle of Oswego.
The man who actually watches college basketball.
He leaves our show sometimes during the season.
To call college basketball games.
He also leaves at 9:04 and like, I got to go to practice. I have to
get my notes.
And it's just like, okay, he's plugged in. He watches every possible game that exists.
Yes, he does.
The Oracle, John Riggins himself of trivia. Who did Purdue beat last year in the Final Four to get to the national championship? I will ask him.
I did not look this up, but I have a guess.
I know who it is because I looked it up, but I want to see if he can give me just a one
you
guess.
Take a guess, and then I'm going to take a guess. Because I promise you, hand on my heart, hope to die, I did not look this up.
If you would you like a little bit of a clue?
Don't give him any clue. No clues allowed.
No clue?
He's the Oracle. No clues. It was the Final Four. No.
This clue doesn't necessarily give it away.
No, no clues. Nothing. Cold turkey guess.
I don't remember.
Just give me a school.
I know they dominated them.
My guess is NC State.
Edie was, now that he's jogged the memory, there you go.
So is that who it was?
You're going to jump on Dirt's
You're going to jump on college basketball Dirt?
Because
you want to jump on this freight train?
Because Keats made that ridiculous run that kept him around this year because they were going to fire him
They had
otherwise.
The fat guy. Who was the fat guy?
DJ Burns.
DJ Burns.
It was NC State.
NC State.
And by the way, fired Keats.
I think I'm now the Riggins and the Oracle of the show. I think I can now take that crown. I'm now I'm NBA Dirt and college basketball Dirt, and I don't watch either sport. What's happening to you guys? What's going on here?
I don't like that you're giving yourself those nicknames.
We all know the Thunder are going to lose in the second round of the playoffs. The Cavs stand no chance. When that happens, it's over. I'm officially NBA Dirt. There's no debate. There's no questioning. It's gone. That ship has sailed. I take the crown. I'm the captain now.
Who won the NIT last night?
Who's taking the crown
Who
in college
cares?
Basketball?
Can I ask this question?
Okay. Not Oregon State.
So that was the crown.
We didn't talk about this the other day. This needs to be a poll question.
Oh, no.
So Oregon State's playing in this dumb tournament in Vegas.
Not anymore.
They were. Okay, they lost.
They lost their first game.
And Wayne Tinkle, I guess, called a timeout. Beaver fans got all pissed.
Well, there was a missed shot on a break.
Missed shot.
Miner gets the ball, throws a lob up, but as he's shooting, Tinkle calls time. Ref grants it, which usually the ball's in the air.
That doesn't usually get granted.
So it was right before he shot it. The shot goes in. There was 9 seconds left.
Yeah.
Oregon State did not score.
So they lost the game.
They lost.
They
game
did not win the
crown.
The crown.
Not even their first round against the mighty UCF. UCF Knights.
UCF's a wagon in college hoops.
Coached
man.
By.
Look out.
Coached by.
Do you know?
The great Johnny Dawkins.
Absolutely, Johnny Dawkins.
I was going to say that. It's college basketball Dirt. I just wanted to see if Swag could get one right on the show today.
Formerly of Duke and Stanford.
And many people were like, Wayne Tinkle, what are you doing? Why would you call a timeout there? Now, the shot goes in, you're going to get criticized for that. But Beaver fan also is already basically out on Wayne Tinkle, so any further...
I don't know if they are, man. I don't know what Beaver fan likes anymore.
You should be.
I'm kind of done guessing what Oregon State fan cares about.
What they want.
Yeah, I'm done guessing, because what I think tends not to be what I see.
Actually,
the question is
quite an effort, because their top three scorers from the season were not playing.
They
were already in the portal.
They
signed up for like the eighth tournament.
They're playing UCF in the crown.
You don't get credit for voluntarily going to the
crown. Did UCF had any of their team remaining?
He doesn't know.
Any of their guys
transfer? That I don't know. I don't know if that dude's in the portal or not.
You knew you were going to lose guys in the portal.
The question is, what's worse, Wayne Tinkle calling timeout in that moment or Jason Swigard watching this sporting event live?
Well, I did not watch the entire thing live. Let me say that.
You did not.
It was
watch
also
it.
Not on the main TV. It was on the second screen.
It was like a I got a push notification.
Huh?
How small is the second screen?
32-inch
That's
old
not
TV.
Small. Small is like an iPad.
That's an iPad. That's a yeah phone. I'm
I
watching
said
on the
second
phone
screen, not small screen. The small screen's the computer. When
but
I go to
make
a third
the second
screen
sound tiny. 32 is that's a decent size. That's
what's
a good
what's worse, Tink's calling a timeout
well,
or watching that live?
I will actually, as critical as I've been, and I being critical has actually ruined my relationship with him.
Yes, they don't like
unfortunately
being,
super yeah nice guy. Yeah. I still root for him to do well. Unfortunately, since the Elite Eight, none of this has gone the right way. I said this during the year. It was a fraudulent 21 season. If you watched any ounce of their games, you knew they were never winning on the road. They finished fifth in the WCC, and they just lost, like, what did they lose, three or is it four? It's us
four,
three.
Because one
four
of the
that's
guys,
right, that
Lulevicius,
played in the game,
after playing, he's,
yeah,
he's in
he
the
just transferred
now
as well. So they lost four rotational pieces. God knows what country the next group's going to be coming from, or countries, I should say, because they can't recruit high school. And so I try to be fair, and I don't like criticizing people that I like. And unfortunately, I've had to criticize because they had the Elite Eight team. They brought most of that back, and they won like four games. That in itself is borderline fireable. Yeah. Kevin Keats just got to a Final Four, and NC State was like, nah, we're good. See you later. Yeah. Like, a lot of programs don't stand for this. And I've seen Beaver sentiment of like, fold up the program, fold shop up. No. Guys, the way to improve it is actually you need to invest more.
Yeah.
You need to spend more money into it and care about it more.
Don't you have that big war chest?
For well, yeah, they don't want, they're just hoarding it now. It's just sitting in the back of the pirate ship. I don't know. I will defend Wayne Tinkle here, though. As somebody who coached just girls rec league basketball, I will defend this, actually. You missed a break layup. The ball's scattered. Your guy somehow gets the offensive rebound. He turns to dribble. There's 8 seconds left. You have a timeout. I also don't blame him. I probably would have called the timeout, too, to set something up instead of saying, play rat ball.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate for him that the ball gets shot and it's swished in and they would have been leading.
And then you don't score.
It's just bad luck. If you want to criticize anything, criticize him signing up to play in the Crown.
Yeah.
Because it's just dumb. All these tournaments not named the NCAA, no one cares.
Nobody
cares. Who won the NIT last night?
I mean, I know because Swag told me before the show.
Okay, but you wouldn't have known if he didn't tell you.
No, I would not have known.
I wouldn't have told you Chattanooga was in the championship against UC Irvine. I didn't know.
I had no idea.
So, like, I'm more critical of that than I am, like, calling a timeout at the end of the Crown. Like, a million coaches would have called that timeout. You want to set something up. You want to get your guys a good look and not rely on rat ball to win the game.
Beaver fan chiming in. We care about baseball national titles, and realistically, given our current situation, we just want the Ducks to fail and be heartbroken every year in the worst way possible because we have no hope. So, well, you know.
Okay. Your women's program is good.
You had 34-0 in the Rose Bowl, so at least you had that going for you.
You know, I just kind of look at it and I say, how do you make this better? Whether that's Wayne Tinkle or not Wayne Tinkle, and I tend to lean, what's the evidence the last 4 years that it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, yay or nay, they're not going to buy him out and fire him.
There's a truth on both sides of this where it's not, you have to have money to win in modern college basketball, and he also has not been a very good coach.
I understand that you're not going to keep your talent every year because NIL is killing programs like Oregon State. Totally get it. But the idea that you should just be rolling over and being okay with this is just not a position I'm taking. You're going into a new conference in a year and a half.
You are. That's going to be a pretty good basketball conference, and that is something that you should try and hang your hat on as
care.
A university and as an athletic department.
You should care.
You have a much higher chance of investing and being successful in college basketball than you do in college football. It's not even close.
It's not close.
Because the amount of money that it takes to fund a roster is significantly less in college basketball than it is in college football. So,
yeah, well,
I digress.
I don't know what Beaver fan wants. They're just totally cool with all this.
I wasn't planning on talking about that there, but somehow we landed on it because you asked a question about who they beat in the Final Four. College basketball dirt. Answer the question. NC State and DJ Burns. You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. And then I was reminded that Swag was watching The Crown the other day. So
Watches those games, but doesn't remember.
Can't remember.
He didn't remember who Duke beat.
I think
he's
watching I think it's a problem. You're watching too many sports. You're putting too much information in. You got to lessen the intake.
I'll give you that. That's
and then
good
you
point.
Maybe will retain more of it. You know what I mean? It's just there's so much. There's such a high volume. You're drinking out of a fire hose constantly.
I'm 57 years old, dude. There's only so much information.
Hey, 53. Settle down.
You got to play your Wordle every day. Make sure you're doing that.
I don't play Wordle.
Well, you should actually.
I play Wordle
I think
every
you'd
day.
Like Wordle.
You'd be a good Wordle guy.
Well, I'm more of a New York Times Sunday crossword guy.
They have the mini cross on the New York Times thing with Wordle.
You could do them both.
A New York Times thing.
Wordle. Two for one special. Work on that brain, baby.
Although that new goatee, you're screaming sports agent who just got divorced. It's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Saying I'm going to go buy a sports car here soon.
DJ it's Burns, sign with me.
You got a little bit of that right now.
Get you that do-re-mi. I got to go. I got to talk to this lady.
You got a little bit of that right now. I didn't get to what I was going to get to there.
Sorry. Jimmy from LinkedIn.
Just a little bit of that. A little bit of that with a goatee.
That's an all-time great DM.
Jimmy. This graph blew me away, and it's going to make you feel good.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask the question, is this bad for the sport? Okay. That is coming up next. Also, this is exactly what we thought it would be. And so far early in the year, it's exactly what we thought it would be. That's next on The Fan. Well, welcome back in. We're still here. This to me has been the division for a long time, and I'll get to that here in a matter of moments. We have had some fun at the expense of our wonderful coworker here, Brandon Sprague. Raise your hand if your baseball team's won a game. Got two hands in the air. Still one hand down, so we're still waiting on one. The last one in Major League Baseball. The Braves are 0-7. They're 0-7 this year. They're the only winless team.
We're tanking.
Who's the number one pick next year? You guys going after?
Probably some high school prospect that won't be here in 5 years.
Oh, he'll make his debut in 2034, and you're going to be psyched, man. You're going to be psyched.
Has Andrew Jones got another kid?
Hopefully. I saw this, though, yesterday, and it made me chuckle, and it connects technically all of our teams some way, somehow.
Okay.
The San Diego Padres are 7-0.
Imagine being the Dodgers and having a half-game lead in your division.
You're 8-0 and you got a half-game lead.
It's like, what?
The San Diego Padres have not lost a game yet. They are 7-0.
They're a wagon, dude. They're good.
The Atlanta Braves, who's got swept by the San Diego Padres to open the season, 0-7. 7-0, 0-7.
They beat us four straight times.
If I were going to tell you that and then ask the follow-up question, what are the percentage chances that each of those teams win their division? Who has the higher chance to win their division?
Well, the answer is mine, and that they don't really stand a chance because I think the Phillies are also a wagon. But
they're
it is
also old and injuries happen, so you never know.
It's mine. It's
the difference right now, the Braves have a 33% chance, according to analytics, numbers, whatever you want to dive into.
I still think they can make a wild card. I'm not giving up yet.
33% chance to win the division. You don't want to know what chance they're giving the Padres to win the NL West at 7-0?
26?
5.
What's the over-under currently of the Dodgers?
They opened with the highest over-under win total since 2002, was it? 2003? One of those Yankee dynasty teams.
I hate asking this question because it sounds like I'm getting a little hyperbolic, but what's the point of their calendar schedule where you start entertaining the 116 notion?
I mean, I'm already there. They're 8-0.
So you're there.
They're not even fully healthy. One of their pitchers can't stop beating up women, and he's suspended for half the year, and he'll be back at some point.
They don't even talk about him anymore.
They don't even need him.
It's more about, okay, Shohei had a bullpen session. What's Clayton Kershaw's role? When is he going to be back?
Kershaw's not even pitching. Shohei's not even pitching yet.
No.
Over-under right now is 103.5. You're hammering
it. It's gone up. It was 102, I think, to start the year.
It's like 105, 106 someplace.
Did it rise now after the last couple games?
I think so.
Yeah, because
it's just insanity. It's insanity. The Padres are 7-0, and according to the insider analytics, they have a 5% chance to win their division.
Is that the best division in baseball?
I mean, the Rockies exist.
I mean, the Diamondbacks are good.
Blue Jays are off to a good start. What?
5-1?
Yeah, I know. Diamondbacks are in fourth place.
Not at all.
And they're good.
Well, he hates your team. To be fair, you guys have a rivalry.
5-1. Nobody's giving us a chance, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Right where we want to be.
Get you three of these.
Get you three of these under the radar.
Dodgers are on their way.
We got two.
Well, not really.
This year.
Well, you got one.
You got one.
You got one that people count.
The other one's fake. We all know it's fake.
You knew last year it was fake. You knew it was fake.
It's all right.
It was Kevin Durant winning with the Warriors. This is not what I felt. No. I thought it would feel like.
Not a real championship.
And then you won a real one and you went, yeah, this is what it feels like.
I mean, it's a really bad cliche question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Bad for baseball?
No.
Dynasty's good. Juggernaut's good.
It's LA. Is it bad for LA? New York good? The rematch in the World Series.
But if they steamroll their way to another World Series, is it bad for baseball?
I think you start to have the conversation about it.
If they steamroll their way to another one.
But I think people love it.
I think it could force owners to reassess the economic financial structure to make things...
Spend money. Stop being cheap.
And that's what it'll force them to do, because I know like the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays and the Rangers are going to say, no, don't limit my ability to go get talent. You guys that get all this revenue sharing from us have to put it back into your teams. And I think that's what's going to happen, because those teams, those owners will not budge, and the players are never going to agree to a salary cap.
Do you have division favorites right now up?
I can pull them up right now.
I'm curious the Mariners in the West, because the AL West appears to suck.
Let me pull them up. I do want to, before I get to
that. Yeah, the Astros appear to
The Angels are off to a decent little start.
Gone over the edge.
I mean, it's the Angels, dude. The AL West is terrible. The Rangers might be
bad. The Rangers are...
Yeah, the Rangers could be the wagon, but also the Astros started slow last year.
But the Rangers aren't, like, frightening, scary, going to run away from us.
No, but they have one of the best managers in baseball.
They do.
You're damn right they do. I'll find my futures. Hold on. I did want to get to this, though, too. Speaking of, here we go, divisions. Division winner right now in the AL West.
Rangers.
Rangers plus 140.
Astros.
Astros plus 170. Yeah. Mariners plus 270.
Not bad value.
Angels plus 3,000. A's plus 3,000.
There we go.
I will look at NL West on here. Dodgers are a minus 575 to win the division.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
it's a lot of money to spend to win $100.
It's not... They're not going to do it. There's decent value in plus 850 for the Padres.
Oh, I think that's like fantastic.
I don't
value.
Think they're going to do it. I wouldn't pick them to win the division.
But they're two injuries away from doing it.
Yeah, I just, plus 850. The Dodgers are, or excuse me, the Padres are a good team. They're in the
Ohtani
playoffs last
goes
year.
Down. Betts
plus 850.
Illness comes back up.
Yeah, you might as well hit that. Sanity. A couple bucks, but you'd be betting against your own team in your division.
I did chuckle at this. I feel like this has been the division for 15 years, and nothing has changed, and they're exactly the same this year. There is one division that does not have a winning team. Do you know what division it is?
The Central?
AL Central.
AL Central.
Royals 2-4. Tigers 2-4. Guardians 2-4. White Sox 2-4. Minnesota Twins 2-5.
This is going to be very disrespectful.
Is it the most irrelevant division in all of sports?
By probably a mile.
Yeah. Is anything else close? NBA divisions don't matter.
Nobody wants
cares.
To see the Twins win. Nobody wants to see Cleveland, Kansas City.
What's the more irrelevant division? Well, yeah, you can't
it's
ask this
NFL.
Now.
It's the NFL. I would say the NFC South has the potential, but it's the NFL.
I think it's the AFC South.
But now they got C.J. Stroud.
Was that team fun to watch? Can we...
They got Danny Dimes in Indianapolis.
We were noting how awful that Houston
team... They got Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville.
I'm going to say something that you're not going to like.
I mean, it's the NFL, so how can you say it's more it's irrelevant?
But... And I kind of felt this way about a guy in L.A. for a long time. Like, I'm acknowledging they're good, great. But, like, when your team blows, I tend to not care about you. And that's Bobby Witt Jr. And I'm just like, every commercial during my MLB TV has him. And I'm just like, dude, stop.
I mean, they were in the playoffs last year. To be fair, the Kansas City Royals were
in
the playoffs.
Wouldn't have been able to tell you that for
$100,000. Well, that's because he's the MLB Play Ball Ambassador.
Yes,
he
is.
So Play Ball is their outreach to the next young generation.
Got a little Mike Trout feel. Like, oh, he's great. Oh, yeah, cool.
I think technically he's won a playoff game. Mike Trout has never won a playoff game.
All right.
So he's got that going for him.
Call me when he's a Yankee.
Didn't they lock him up on a deal?
No, I think they got him a deal.
I think they did.
Let me know when he's a Brave.
Yeah. Well, why would he want to go to a team who can't win games?
Stay in Kansas City. See how that works
the
out.
Winnable division.
They got two wins.
Oh.
Doubled you up.
Stop them. Break them up. Break the Royals. They're 2-4.
Did the Braves get off the schneid today?
We're 0-7.
How long until you stop watching?
Oh, I told you. I'm all in.
You're all in? 0-11?
I'm all in.
You still all in?
Dude, we're
1-15?
We're all in.
You're all in?
We're all in.
Okay.
My wife is going to wonder what.
The Big Wood's still in.
They're going to be wondering if I have a problem at my house.
Why are you still watching
that? Dad, is your team saying, is that 2-14?
It's so long.
Like, yeah, but we
minus
might win
250 on the money line today, hosting the Marlins. You got your boy Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound.
Schwellenbach is good. Owned the Mets last year.
I did forget with the start of baseball. Now, this is easy to say because my team's off to an okay start, so that ups the intrigue, definitely. Mm-hmm. I forget. Every year I forget how much I miss baseball. It's every day. It's great. What am I going to watch today? Ah, it's baseball. It's on again.
Which is weird because you kind of poo-poo it, too.
I do poo-poo it.
It's a weird thing.
I'll get to that point where it's like, hey, football season's almost here. I'm ready to move on. But
it's August?
This time of year, it just... Every day, it's like, oh, what am I going to do today? Oh, that's right. There's another game on today. Oh, that's right. They play again today.
I did have a little bit of that yesterday. I'm like, God damn it. Our home opener's not till tomorrow.
There's no Braves game. What am I going to watch? It's Thursday. I got nothing on TV.
It's also 4:15.
I don't want to watch the Blazers play anymore.
That's the beauty of my team. They're East Coast, so I get I get regular good start times for my schedule.
Jealous of that.
You got those 7:10, 7:20 start times are terrible.
Well, according to the graphics, the Braves have a 33% chance at 0-7 to win the NL East. They're already 5.5 games out of first place. And the San Diego Padres, who are 7-0, have a 5% chance. They are a plus 25 on the run differential. That is the best run differential in Major League Baseball this year.
Saying Bobby Wood Jr. overrated, it's a bad take.
That's a pretty bad take.
I'll live with it.
That's like not knowing who Nolan Arenado is, you know? You're in that
I wasn't necessarily in the wrong
you're
there.
You're kind of in that category right now.
Dude, Nobody watched the Rockies.
I'm not saying
you needed baseball diehard to defend you on that take. Because everybody else was me. They were like, who?
Who?
What? Colorado? They still have a baseball team?
What is the Colorado Rockies?
How's that going in St. Louis, by the way?
It's been pretty bad.
Generational talent. How's all that working out?
I mean, he's pretty good, but it's been pretty bad.
He's a Yankee.
Probably will be at some point. I think the Cardinals will sell off teams.
I did have the realization. So Swag center fielder, who was that guy playing the other day?
Andy Pajes.
Pothead. He dropped a fly ball.
Yeah.
And I just wondered very briefly the next inning, they're panning Dodger Stadium, and I was like, Mike Trout's going to be a Dodger next year, isn't he? He is. I don't know how. Mike Trout is going to be in a Dodger uniform.
Then we'll re-ask the question. Bad for baseball? It already is, but, you know, is this bad for baseball? Random factoid, too, because I was looking at the Giants play the Mariners today, their home openers today. Verlander's on the hill. I wonder if Kate Upton's going to be there. Do you know that the Mariners have two Luis Castillos?
I just realized
Did you know there's another Max Muncy?
Yes,
what?
That I knew.
Blew
on
my
the
mind.
Athletics.
There's another Max Muncy?
Yes. So I'm watching the Brave game.
What?
They show highlights of other teams.
Yeah.
And it shows, and it makes it look like a flashback. And it says, first career home run, Max Muncy, in an Oakland Athletic uniform.
Yeah, the A's used to
and
play
I went,
for,
or... man, was that 180 pounds ago?
God, what
and
you
then
eat?
It said, date, 2025. And I went,
huh?
Yeah. There's two Max Muncys?
What?
No clue.
Yeah, I looked at the starting pitching matchup. I'm like, Luis Castillo, didn't he just start? He started the last game of the
this
Detroit
is Luis
series.
Luis Felipe Castillo.
Okay.
How well, many multiple sports teams in leagues have we had have the same name player?
On the same team.
Jalen Williams in OKC, Luis Castillo in Seattle.
Are there any others? Because there's two Max Muncys, but they play for different teams.
Well, if that Max Muncy is good, he's going to be a Dodger.
He will be a Dodger eventually. They will buy him.
A couple years ago, we had a Will Smith on Will Smith pitch at
we
bat.
We did. Will Smith v.
Yeah,
Will Smith.
Yeah, the Dodgers were sniffing around a deadline deal to bring the reliever Will Smith.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you could have Will Smith throwing to Will Smith in the battery, that would have been outstanding.
I mean, at that point, you got to bring Will Smith in to do some sort of musical collab with those
guys.
You got to, I mean, if you could
getting jiggy with it, but
doesn't he have a new rap album out?
Yeah, I believe he just released one.
Well, there you go. There's your baseball factoids. I'm very excited. Baseball. My team didn't play yesterday. I had nothing to watch. Now I'm excited. They're back today. So.
How do you get ready for a Final Four? We're going to talk baseball.
Damn right we are. Right. If we can't name who was in the Final Four last year, don't even try and pretend to me that you're excited for this. Cooper Flagg's entertaining. Don't lie. You don't lie to yourself. It's all right. It's baseball season.
That's me during Bobby Witt Jr. commercials.
Then my pimento cheese gets delivered next week. We're on to real things after the Final Four.
You should bring one in. I want to try it.
I'm not bringing it in. You papoody. You made fun of me for buying it. You're not getting my pimento cheese. Don't touch that cheese, Danny.
I made you six wieners.
Yeah. Still paying the price. Let's get to Spraying the Line. Get your fake sponsors in.
Spraying the Line. Spraying the Line. I'll tell you right now, Rebecca better play.
Spraying the Line.
There's no excuse to not be playing Rebecca this week.
Spraying the Line is brought to you by... Oh, I got to scroll down.
Did you just forget we were going to do it? We just teased it.
We did. Brought to you by the DDPC. We'll float your boat and stuff you... Well, hold on.
Did you read that before you read it?
I did read that before I read it. No, I did not. Let me find a different way to say this. Spraying the Line brought to you by the DDPC. We'll float your boat and stuff you full of wieners. How about that? Is that a little bit better? More
you know,
applicable?
I really enjoy, like, genuinely, it's in the top of my list of things I like doing as a human is coaching. It's a lot of fun. I'm not a very good coach, but, like, I like to be encouraging and supportive.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more nerve-wracking than finding out a parent listens to my radio show.
Yeah.
because of those moments right there.
I mean, I'm just reading sponsor. This is a sponsored segment. The DDPC is now sponsoring segments. We're using some of our Kickstarter campaign money.
Usually I'm responding when they say it. I'm like, oh no.
You listen to just a preemptive apology. Yeah. I listen to your radio show. I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean what I said.
That was a turtle. That sound effect was a turtle.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that was our producer grabbed that.
Not my call. Spring Line brought to you by Sprague. Skipping the Final Four to go to the beach to watch the sunset and at the same time watching Gilmore Girls.
Lorelai!
Spring Line brought to you by the AL Central. You think we suck? Yeah, wait for your next Sprague pick.
Look at the Braves.
Who do we like this weekend in the Final Four, boys?
Yeah. We like Duke, Florida, and Paige Beckers.
Your odds on the...
South Carolina, UConn, Duke, Florida, boom.
Men's side.
Four-team it.
Duke's -5.5.
Yeah.
Florida -2.5. So those are your favorites. On the women's side, which is today, South Carolina also 5.5. UConn is a 7.5 point favorite over UCLA.
Yeah, I'll take UCLA with the points.
You take the +7.5 there?
I mean, honestly, if we were at A-Line and I was gambling, I would take my four picks and just parlay them straight up money lines.
Yeah.
Florida's 2.5 point favorite, Duke 5 point favorite for tonight. They have
you mean for
or Saturday. For,
yeah.
Literally just read the lines.
Sorry.
You okay, Swag?
Yeah.
You doing all right?
He's having an Oracle day.
He's having a rough
day.
It's
Friday.
It's okay.
Give him a break.
We're almost done.
He's got a new goatee. His life is changing.
They have they have spreads for all four potential national championship matchups.
Oh.
At
can you give those to us,
so
please?
Duke would be a 6.5 point favorite over Auburn.
I'd hammer Duke.
4.5 point favorite over Florida.
I'd hammer Florida.
Florida would be a 1.5 point favorite over Houston.
Yeah.
And Houston would be a 1.5 point favorite over Auburn.
Mm. Oh. I don't know where I'd bet Houston-Auburn. But also, I need to see Broom.
I've come to the realization as the show has gone on.
Yeah.
Can I admit something publicly?
We know you hate college basketball.
I do.
Yeah. Can't wait for Duck basketball dirt next year when they're 6-0. Three quad, one wins. Look at us, huh?
I mean, college basketball dirt and college baseball dirt with the Ducks is the same thing.
Okay.
You know,
that's fair.
I don't really care. But, yeah. But then it's the end of the season, and I want them to do well when it's a tournament or a regional, and I will watch.
Sure,
but
Yeah.
I'm not watching regular season college baseball games. I hate to admit this.
I don't think you do.
I'm rooting for Duke.
Yeah, to win the whole enchilada or get to the championship?
I want Duke to win the whole thing.
Okay.
John Shire's not the same as Coach K to me.
Hmm.
Cooper Flagg is he's a likable, rootable star, similar to Zion when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the grease ball at Florida to win one. Bruce Pearl winning one at Auburn does nothing for me. Kelvin Sampson winning one would be cool. I'd be okay with Houston winning a title, but I think I'm rooting for Duke.
Is +312 on four different teams good value to you guys?
Not great, no.
Yeah.
No.
Not great. That's
that
a lot of favorites.
That would be my money line parlay pick at A-Line.
Because I think in at least a couple of those games...
I need to be over 5-1 with four
you
picks.
You can see the other side winning.
There's, absolutely.
Yeah.
South Carolina's barely beaten their opponents. Texas is playing well. UCLA beating UConn, I wouldn't be floored by that result.
Mm.
And then the men's side, it's like, maybe Houston just brings the young pups down and says, we're going to suffocate you. You're done.
They could.
And Jahni Broome's fine, and Florida sucks. And
Auburn and
back.
Florida really, I mean, they're very familiar with one another.
Very.
It's a conference rematch, so you'd never quite
And Florida
know.
Won the first game. They just couldn't miss. They made every three that they took for the first 20 minutes of the game.
It's also in February. It's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was 2 months ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't.
I feel weird admitting it, but I'm okay. I'm out and I'm loving it. I'm rooting for Duke. I want to see Cooper Flagg's a generational talent.
Well,
he's
I know
a
what you're
great
doing.
Face for the sport.
What you're really doing is you're building up multiple takes for the one big finish take. It's pretty obvious. You're rooting for Flagg to win, to be another Carmelo, and to, oh my God, look at this guy. And then you're rooting for Portland to stay at 10 in the draft lottery.
So I told you so.
So then you can do an I told you so by the biggest of margins.
And then Cooper Flagg's going to be a great rookie right out
rookie
of the game.
Of the year.
He's going to be rookie of the year. And we're all going to be like, hey, remember when we won those meaningless games late in the season that affected our draft odds?
You're building
And we're
it
still
up.
Stuck in the middle of nowhere because we're in literally the worst spot you want to be as an NBA franchise.
It's a veteran savvy.
We're not
move
bad
by
enough.
You.
We're not good enough. Yeah. We're just stuck in no man's land purgatory like we have been essentially for 15 years.
Mm.
And then 1 year we should have tanked to get a generational star. We decided to hold on to all our veterans and not tank.
Well, we caught a fever.
We all saw this coming at the beginning of the season,
it's
and we held on to our coach
fever.
Because we didn't want to buy out our coach, who was going to stick around for one more year, who was not going to tank because he wants another head coaching job.
All right, we get it. Yeah, I just thank you for time.
You think I'm doing all that, huh? All that to root for Duke in the Final Four?
Yeah, I know you. You're petty. You're absolutely petty. You cannot wait to throw in our face, hey, anybody see where the Charlotte Hornets are? Not suddenly at the very bottom, are they?
I am going to laugh my ass off. For every time I've seen some Blazer honk or diehard defend, like, man, the Raptors suck or the Jazz suck. Like, the second one of these teams lands Cooper Flagg and they're immediately more relevant than us, I'm going to point at you and laugh. I'm going to point at all of them and laugh.
If the Raptors or the Jazz
get
him,
to look in the mirror and hold two slices of bread on the side of your face and say, why am I an idiot sandwich?
Okay, well, when the Raptors and Jazz get him, if they do, they're going to have more national televised games than us next year.
Yes, they will.
Because our selling point's going to be Denny Avdija.
What's our over-under next year? 2.5? We hit the over. We had one this year. Did we get more than the Dame return game next year?
Did we get officially the one?
Yes.
We had one.
That was on TNT?
TNT game. We had the Dame return
game.
There
were some NBA TV.
NBA TV doesn't count.
But between ESPN
and TNT.
ABC and TNT, we had the one game.
I'll say, you know, next year, Scoot year 3, Big year 3, Shea year 4, execs are...
NBA fans are clamoring to watch this.
You wait. NBC cannot wait to do the highlight package of the Trailblazers from this year for next year's
games. So does an Amazon Prime game...
Yeah, that counts.
That counts.
Did that start next year?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's next
year.
All of that is next year.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, good timing on canceling my Amazon.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You'll be back. You know what they say to you when you try and cancel? Yeah. You think you can get out?
You'll be back.
Yeah. You'll be back. Spring of the Line brought to you by Dirt 6 Glizzies. It sounds like a great idea until the result gives you a ring sting. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, the ring.
Let's move on.
Spring of the Line. Brought to you by...
He's so used to the ring sting, he doesn't even recognize it.
No, I don't. It's
it's everyday
thing.
Life for me.
That sounds like a Tuesday. Spring of the Line brought to you by Dirt throating 6 hot dogs in 3 hours, just as impressive as Sprague singing A Whole New World while being with Mrs. Sprague. There you go.
You want new key sticker.
We gotta go.
Okay.
We're back after this. There you go. Fist pump on your way into the weekend every Friday.
Good to have you back, Rebecca. We owed you that from last week, man.
We missed her last week. It's not the same without old Rebecca. Not quite the same. What a nice weekend it's going to be, man. Good weather. Final Four. Major League Baseball's back.
Dirt's golfing again.
I'm playing golf. First round of golf since September.
Now, what's funny is you usually at a golf course.
Yeah.
Always will take in a glizzy.
Yeah, I'm not eating a glizzy this
weekend. I was going to say this week probably ruined
it. Well, we'll see how tomorrow goes. How many pops do I have on the front nine will be the question. And does the alcohol fuel me to want to eat a hot dog?
What track are you playing?
Eastmoreland, baby.
Eastmo.
There you go.
It's going to be over at Eastmo.
I mean,
are you playing
with some
playing
buddies?
Later in the day? Or are you
right
going?
Right in the middle of the day. Right when the dew wears off, the heat's at its peak. Perfect timing.
I don't like the dew.
So,
not a huge brand
of
the
it's going to be what?
I like the birds chirping in the morning, but I just need, it's not quite warm enough for an early morning tea time yet for me. Because then you get the weird thing where you got to wear pants because it's cold, but then it warms up by the back nine and I'm in pants and I'm kind of hot and I get my balls wet.
So 3 o'clock you'll be making the turn?
No, a little bit earlier than that. We're teeing off around noon, I think.
But
so.
When you 2:30 making a turn. Yeah. Depending
when you
on...
make the turn though, and it's like 8:20.
Yeah.
There is the part of
your
like
a good feeling. There's a good
I'm gonna get 18 in, and it's gonna be 10 a.m. And
I still got the rest of my day.
Afternoon, if the sun comes out, it warms up. You've had a couple of frosty ones.
Yeah, I'm playing with
you are getting a glizzy at the turn.
Playing with a buddy who listens to the show, and I asked him if he wanted to play the other day. I was, you know, efforting to find folks for my foursome.
Didn't get anybody.
And we actually have a spot available. Do you want to play?
No.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't invite you. So I asked him, and he was like, yeah, let me see, let me check, you know, get my clearance. He got the clearance to come play, and the first thing he texted me.
I love that we're all at an age. Let me get clearance.
We
basically.
Let me get approval from my boss.
We marry somebody that basically becomes our second mother.
Yeah, I need.
Let me make sure it's okay with her.
Did you get your PTO request in for Saturday? I had a request. I blocked off my hours, meetings free from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And he texted me, he said, Glizzy's on me at the turn. And I'm like, buddy, I don't know. So we'll see. I'll let you know on Monday how many hot dogs I ate.
Turkey sandwich or glizzy at the turn, man.
Go Dukies, baby. Slap the floor.
The buildup takes for you, man.
Me and John Shire.
So funny and predictable.
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Coop. Let's go, Coop.
Secretly pulling for Bruce Pearl. I don't know why.
Are
I
you
like
really?
Bruce Pearl.
Hey, shirtless at football games, man. I don't blame you for that.
I mean, the Florida coach may or may not have done some really creepy things at the start of the year that we all just kind of overlooked.
Yeah. Very creepy.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Florida Duke, please.
What's the Braves record on Monday?
One.
Did they get one?
1-9.
1-9?
1-9.
They can't get 2 out of 3? 1-9?
Is that worse than 0-10, though?
Is it the 7 a.m.?
To the Marlins.
If they go 0-10, is that the 7 a.m. topic on Monday? If they get swept by the Marlins? I mean, it might be. Maybe.
It'd be a dark place if it's 0-10 come Monday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Watch the ladies' games. They're going to be good today,
I promise. Enjoy your rounds of golf. Enjoy the sunshine. Fire up the barbecues. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. If you missed the show, go check the podcast. Thanks for watching on YouTube. We love you. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.